Hello, everyone. My name is Ethan Abuzada. I'm from Great Neck, New York, and it's my fourth year at YU. I'll just say a little shtickle on the parsha. In this week's parsha, Parsha Nitzavim, Moshe is telling Bnei Israel that they've entered a covenant with Hashem, a brit with Hashem, and that if they decide to break the covenant, decide to break the brit, then Hashem is going to punish them, and they're going to feel Hashem's wrath, and it's not going to be good for them. And the Torah goes on to explain sort of what the person that's sinning, what the person that's doing against Hashem, what's going on in his head as he's sinning. And one of the people that it describes is saying, it says that he's in his head, he's thinking, oh, it's okay, I'm fine, like he's giving blessings to himself, and he'll continue going, doing his heart's will, and he'll continue sinning like he's fine. So, most of us usually we would think like, oh, if we're doing something bad, we should change it. This isn't good. We shouldn't be going against Hashem. So the Torah goes on to explain why really the person has this mindset of it's okay and that I'm doing fine. And it says Laman Sofe Ravat Haravat Tatzemeah, because the well watered will sweep along the parched. So very cryptic message. What does that mean? So Rav Hirsch, he explains this message for us, and he says that the well-watered are the tzaddikim, and the parched are the rishayim. And the meaning of the pasuk is that the reason why the person would continue sinning is because, oh no, there's people that are tzaddikim around me, I'll just fall into their zechut, what they do, their blessing will fall upon me also. They'll sweep me along, I don't really need to do anything, I'll just kind of be there. And it's kind of not a bad logic. You would say, How can my sins cause so much destruction to the world? How could things turn out so bad for me if everyone else around me is doing good things? How could my field only not get rain while everyone else's field gets rain? It doesn't really make much sense. So I think from what we can learn from this is something that I heard at a really amazing shiur last night, and this Beit Midrash 10:15 right after Arvit, is that during Rosh Hashanah, Hashem doesn't just do like a big scan of a city and say, oh, everything looks good here. It looks good for the most part. Let me just move on to the next city. What Rav Dan was saying last night was that Hashem really looks into every single person, every single individual, and says, oh, what is going to happen to this person this year based on their merits? What's going to happen? Are they going to live? Are they going to be healthy? Are they going to have good parnasa for each and every individual? So as we're approaching Rosh Hashanah, I think a trap that some of us could easily fall into is this mindset that let that person learn, well, like I'm around him, I'm good, and I don't really need to push myself too hard. And really, it's not. Well, we see from the parsha that it doesn't really turn out so well. But those are people that think that way, as the Torah describes. So, Bezrat Hashem, if we are able to conquer this mindset and really be able to push ourselves and try hard in whatever we're doing, We'll this coming year will be deemed as well watered and not parched.